Kids Playhouse. Y94, 8:21 in the morning. Next chance at the playlist. Payday, 11:10, 1:10 today. And, of course, 9:10, your next chance at T-Swift tickets as well.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Hey, Playhouse mailbag situation on Y94 from family member Jess, who says, I was using my fiancé's laptop recently, which is unusual for me, but I needed to pay some bills. And there was an email tab open for an email I'd never seen him use before called I'd like you to play at, let's say, just insert domain here.com. So the username is I like you to play
at
something.com.
Okay, okay.
And there were some very erotic conversations in there, and I read dozens. I confronted him immediately, so angry, assuming we were going to break up, and then he laughed at me right in my face. He says it's his fan fiction. He, for fun, will go on websites like Craigslist and interact with people posting ads looking to hook up or find romance, and then he'll message them, sometimes as a male or sometimes in full character as a female, see where the conversation goes just for fun, then move on to the next one. He says it's creative writing exercises, and he's never cheated, is just messing around, and compared it to playing a video game. He was so dismissive of it and thought it was funny that I was angry, but it's so weird to me that this might even be plausible. Would other people be cool with this? This is my fiance, but he's having more intimate interactions through text form than he would ever have with me, with strangers. Would you be cool with Steven doing that?
Absolutely not. And first, I would want to make sure his story is accurate. Okay, show me some of these messages. Show me what you're saying to these people. I want to see the messages that you're having back and forth with these people. But then I would tell him to stop it. You want to talk like that? Talk like that to me. I don't like you doing it with a stranger. To me, I almost think it's like cheating, emotional cheating.
It's a little bit. I mean, like, if you, especially if there's like, if it's a gain to him, it sounds like, right, is what Jess is saying. So I think in a roundabout way, if that's the case, it would almost like, I don't even know. This is strange to me. I don't even know what to think about it, to be honest with you, because I feel like there's still like there's maybe a lie to cover up that he's actually doing something and talking to these people. But at the same time, when I'm driving, if I see somebody walking down the street or sitting in a car singing, I will make up my own words of what they're saying. Like, I'll come up with a story for that person's life in the moment. But I don't know if I'd go to Craigslist and like interact and have a conversation with somebody like that. That seems strange to me.
I mean, it's an easy enough story to figure out how accurate it is if you go read some of these messages. And like, it sounds like you read some of them, but like, you know, he said that sometimes he's in character. Like, what kind of names is he using? Is he, in fact, sometimes being like, hey, it's Cynthia or whatever?
Right.
Like, I guess it could be true. Whether it's true or not, though, you get to decide if you're, let's say it's 100% true. Are you cool with that? Like, that's an okay hobby to have? Like, if that's completely acceptable to you, I mean, I guess the conversation's over. I think most people would have a problem with that, even if it was his hobby. That's weird. What a strange thing to do with your time.
If it is his actual hobby, here's what you do. You get a bottle of wine, couple glasses, and be like, you know what, when do you usually do this? Let's do it right now. We're gonna have a little
do it together,
you know, husband wife minute, and we're gonna do some, you know, character playing, and I can give you phrases to say or words to say or comments to say, and then see what happens. Like, let's do it. This sounds fun to me. Like, double down on it and make him a little nervous.
It's also kind of mean on the receiving end, right? Because there's people that are getting responses to their ads and stuff, and they think they're talking with somebody that's just messing around with them. That's kind of sad. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's probably all they're going to get anyways. A lot of those don't turn out to be real life situations.
I don't know.
I mean, I had a girlfriend, a friend that was a female, that would like get on dating apps and then only reply in like actual lyric form from like Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo or whatever. Like, they would reply with actual song lyrics to people instead of actually having conversations. I think that's a little, well, I guess the Craigslist ad is where he's putting the characters, I guess, or finding people's ads, right?
Yeah. I don't know if the comparison works. I mean, the guy's basically cheating. He's cheating.
I would double down on it. I don't know. I feel like there's a play that you could do to see and be like, let's see. I want to see you in character. This is interesting.
Are we getting some text there, Amy Kay?
Someone said he's leading other people on without them knowing. He wasn't up front before he started this. It is emotional cheating. Someone else said, red flag, I would get out of this. Is he going to continue it when you're married? And someone said, I think you need to have a talk with him. Tell him you don't want him to continue this. if he's going to continue it, then I don't think you stay in that relationship. Can you trust him to end it? I recently went through something a few months ago and I was devastated. I'm not sure if it's cheating or not, but I felt like I was betrayed. But you need to have that conversation.
Morning.
He's soliciting sex from strangers. He's cheating on you. I mean...
Do you have any personal experience with this? You seem pretty confident.
No, I have not.
That's good.
And most of the people he's talking to are going to expect payment at some point. And I just, it's too grimy to forgive. Go to Ashley Madison, for Christ's sake. Get some respect for yourself.
Okay. So you think maybe people are just like hustling their OnlyFans on there? They're hustling the hustler, maybe.
I mean, that's it. You got to be broad on your horizons to keep getting the fan base out there.
And if he's doing this fan fiction and it's just... like texting, not really, I don't know the proper term. If it's just words he's using, how do we know? Are there any nude photos involved?
This is true too.
Yeah, I mean, you can't only have like a steamy conversation with somebody on the internet so long before they're going to be like, pics, especially if he's parading around as a female.
Yeah.
So then whose pictures are you using?
Oh.
Where are you getting those from?
Hopefully not Jess's.
Well, honey, yeah. I'm just using yours.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level right there, I guess. I didn't even put that into consideration.
Are you cool with this or no?
There's no way. That's not used for fun. That's used for one thing, hooking up. Like, there's fun. The fun is the hooking up. So if he's doing that, that's what he's doing. So you need to have a better conversation than just that. You can't leave it there.
You're like, no, there's something going on there. Nobody just does that as a hobby.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to be fire. You know what I mean? Like that, all that kind of smoke. I mean, if you check in his webpage, too, and it's just cash deleted constantly. I mean, come on. You're just lying to yourself at this point.
I mean, it didn't seem like he was hiding it that well. If a tab's just open on the laptop, I guess that's one thing. I'd be like, well, you're not hiding this.
But you would think, like, if this was an actual, like you were saying, the fan fiction type of situation, you think you would have that conversation, like, one day I got bored, babe, and, like, this was hilarious. So, like, I just started to, like, so maybe that could be the situation. You're like, I was just bored one day, and I was like, oh, let's see what I can do, because you were on vacation. You would bring that up at some point.
Yeah, how has it never been a topic? Yeah.
To maybe kind of just directly answer your question, Jess, I would say most people have a problem with this and would have a problem with this and would not be comfortable with their partner doing this. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, people are saying it's a violation of trust, and he should have been upfront with you if this is something that he does.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if it's something funny to you or a create, how did she say?
Creative writing exercise.
Okay, what kind of create? Are you writing a book? Are you making like little poems or something? You know what
He's
I mean?
He's writing
like,
the next 50 Shades.
Is that what it is? Okay.
You know what I would totally read? A blog with somebody. Like, if he wants to start a business out of this and you start a website and it's basically, here's my BS conversations I was having on online dating and here's the character I was pretending to be and how long it went on, I would look at your website. I would. Maybe somebody just got a business idea.
I think that I literally tried to get a voiceover friend do that, and like I had all these like different blogs and I was going to have her read it in character, like how she would portray it. But then she was like, she went to the whole thing of like, she didn't think it was right to read other people's stuff. I'm like, but they put it out there publicly. I think it would be hilarious. That'd be a funny podcast. And I was crying every time she would do it in front of me.
Yeah, like actual stories of online dating.
Stories, or, yeah.
Something like that. Hey, Sizzler, you at this hour? Am I the Jerk on the Way? Got a confession in a hot second, too.
Shh, we know it's early. Let's get through this morning together.
Oh, my God. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Oh, my God.
Why?